Hello and welcome to the Comfy Pod. I'm Brody.
I'm Chloe.
And it took us 2 years to make another episode.
Yeah, well, life hit real hard.
Yeah, the past 2 years have been kind of cuckoo, kind of like you.
Up and down. Like you.
Mostly. Oi! Mostly down, though. Yeah. We started another podcast last night, and I was like, you know what, maybe we should go back to the old one. And I looked at it, and I was like, whoa, it's kind of like small podcast blown up vibes.
Yeah.
I was like, we should go back to it, and Chloe was like, fuck off, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, it was like 1 a.m, and I wanted to go to bed.
Yeah, and I was screaming at her from the living room. It also took us, what, 3 years to do an episode in the same room?
Yeah.
Mm.
But even if we were the same room, if we went to your house, you'll hear people screaming in the background.
Yeah, people getting fucking murdered. My mum's a serial killer. No. I just have a lot of younger siblings.
And at my house, you just hear people yell outside going, I'll come back when I'm sober.
Yeah, last night, me and Chloe were sitting at lounge room watching RuPaul's Drag Race. And I'm sitting next to the window. And I start hearing people fucking yelling, going, fuck you. Fuck, like, going off at each other, going, I'm going to beat you and all this. I'm going, Chloe, there's a fucking fight outside. And she goes, happens all the time. Don't worry about it. And then
just go to sleep.
Yeah, it started getting juicy, so we ended up turning off all the lights and opening the windows so we could hear all the tea.
And watch.
Yeah, and this guy walked away screaming at this group of people going, I'll come back when I'm fucking sober. Yeah, it was so fucking funny.
Highlight of the night.
Highlight. It's now one of our catchphrases.
How many catchphrases do we have now? We have too many.
Too many. We also predict a lot of stuff for celebrities. Oh,
yeah, that I still don't get over that.
Mm-hmm. That.
And what have we predicted? I know we predicted about Little Mix.
Little Mix.
Breaking, like that girl leaving. I remember that.
I can't remember anymore, but I know we've done a couple.
I know we've done a couple too. Isn't it? No, it have to do with Khloe Kardashian. Wasn't it?
The pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did predict that.
We said the thing, and I think another one from Kim Kardashian. Courtney? Oh, and Jeffree Star. We did do Jeffree Star. His makeup. We said he should bring
blood money.
Blood money.
And then, like, a few weeks after, yeah, he announced the blood money makeup.
We were legit going, I reckon these good names would be wonderful for Jeffree Star. We were like, why doesn't he do blood money? He has a fuck ton of money.
Yep.
And, next
and it's minute, on brand.
And next minute he brings out a palette called Blood Money.
It's fucking nuts.
That one I can't get over, because out of all the shit you could have said, we said Blood Money.
We could just be his, what is it, makeup director or whatever.
Well, I hope next one he call, if he does a palette, it should do involve something with his, like, cows, whatever they are called. I don't know, it's something he would do.
The yak palette.
Yeah. And all it is like brown and neutral and all that colours.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
It's something he would do.
Or maybe he should call it the ranch.
Yeah. Or the country.
The country?
I don't know.
Bitch, what the fuck?
I don't know.
May as well make a whole palette called USA.
No, I think he would call one in the palette called country.
Mm. I reckon you would also call one fucking diarrhea.
He probably would.
And then another one, he'll the shade of my ex-boyfriend's shit. Dick.
Oh, no. Okay, moving on to dick. You have some good news.
Oh, yeah. Get up my notes so I can...
Your notes.
I can,
no,
you
already know.
Go on a timeline of what's happened for me.
Oh, a timeline.
So, let me see here. So, on my timeline, the, is my name in your phone, Crazy Cat Lady?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Anyway, so, about a month after our last podcast episode, I got a job.
Ooh.
At a fast food restaurant. The place I work, they don't like to be disclosed. so I can't really say where I work.
But if you're Australian,
I can't say the name of the company at all.
Yeah, but can I say it?
No. It can't be disclosed.
But okay, fine. Just say that it's Australian one and it starts with a H. Is that so hard?
Well, because one of the reasons why I don't want to say where I work, because it's a fast food restaurant, and also I have a lot of fucking crazy stories from working there.
Yeah, but you know how many... Can we say the American name version?
No, because it's still under that licensing in Australia.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. But anyway, I got a job. I'm in training at the moment to be a manager. So I'll be bossing people around soon enough. And I've got some big news for the podcast.
It's not big news. It's...
Yeah, but...
They don't!
Chloe's a faggot.
How did you know?
I'm gay. Yeah.
Yeah, you like dick! Yay!
I came out, I think... like a year and a half ago now to like my family.
Yeah. Cause... But all family knew you were fucking gay.
Yeah. I remember I was... So... I was talking to this guy in a Discord group and my older sister was in it. And...
I remember that!
Yeah, his name was Jack.
Yes, I remember!
And we had, like, a thing going. We were each other's Valentine and all this shit. He didn't live too far away.
Oh, you visit him, huh?
Gotta go for the dick appointment. Yeah, anyway, he didn't...
Oh, yeah, by the way, Brody is a bottom.
No, I'm not! I'm a fucking switch, you cunt. Anyway, I started talking to him. My sister and this bitch was in the Discord group as well. And my sister was like, it's kind of weird how they're just talking 24/7 and they're kind of flirty, you know? And my sister ended up telling my mum about him. And I remember one night my mum texted me saying, come in my room. And I was like, either I've got a present or I'm about to get fucking whooped. Like... It's one of the two.
It's both. You open the present and it's just a goddamn belt.
It's, yeah, but I walked in and she goes, Brody, close the door. And when that happens, you know, fucking mum's about to bring out a machete and chop your head off. Like,
you better tell her every fucking secret you've hid in your life.
Yeah, so I walked in, closed the door behind me and... She's like, Brody, I've heard you're talking to a guy. And I'm like, huh? And then she's like, Brody, are you gay? And I was like, I don't know. And then she's like, Brody, give me an answer. Are you gay? And I was like, yes. And then she started crying and I started crying and she hugged me and she was like, I love you. And I walked away.
Oh my gosh, that just reminds me of that fucking Beaden story that you said.
Oh my god. The white Beaden.
Yeah.
Grammy. I'm not talking that because I'll get cancelled.
Yeah, because you're a racist.
I'm not a racist, dude. Anyway, after I came out as gay, I moved schools.
Life's gone great for you at this point.
Just wait for it.
Just wait for the roller coaster dive, aren't you?
Yeah, I moved schools for my mental health. It's a school that's actually near Chloe.
Yep.
We never fucking hung out, though.
Nope.
Because I would be busy working or something.
And I didn't want to see you.
Yeah, bitch. Anyway, I moved schools for my mental health. It was like a flexible learning center.
For troubled youth.
Yep. So
they say it's a learning flexi school thing. No, it's just for the youth.
Oh, bitch. I have stories from there. Trust me.
Oh, when I went to that school, there was a fight every fucking day. Kids smoking at the bus stop. On and on.
One time I was going to the bathroom. and I walked in, and I walked into the stall, and they didn't have the doors locked, and I opened it.
And there was a glory hole?
I opened the stall, and these kids are shooting themselves up, and they have the drugs in a KFC Zinger box. They had it in a KFC Zinger box.
No. See, no, that's not the shit that when I went to that school, I didn't see any of that. Mine was, oh, it's locked down. There's a kid going off. Like, I remember I was in the...
We had that too.
I was locked in the cafeteria when the thing, and I think he broke like 5 windows. He's just walking down.
They have bulletproof windows there now.
And it's just, no, it didn't shatter. It just cracked because the thing, but it was funny because he just fucking hit every window he tried to pass.
Yeah. Well, during my time at the school, I found a boyfriend. We'll call him Carmen. We got together April of 2022.
Yeah.
And, he wasn't a very good person, was he?
No.
None of my family really liked him.
Yeah, no, I don't like him. But there's nothing I could do. It's your partner.
He was fucking psycho, that's for sure. I even had a party one time and he threw a pair of scissors at my head. I don't know if I told you about that.
Yeah, you did. And then you had another party and he fucked off.
That was the same party.
That was the same night? Oh, yes. I remember now.
Yeah.
I remember you called me crying on...
Did I call you?
Yeah. You don't remember calling me?
I was pretty wasted, not gonna lie.
You legit called me and said Cooper ran away, like he went somewhere with a guy. He threw scissors out my head. He did all this.
Yeah, and he also cheated on me 7 times that I know of.
I don't get it. When I heard that he cheated on you for the first time, I told you, leave him. I said, once a cheater, always a cheater, but you still went back to him. Then you broke up.
Then we got back together.
3 days later, you're back together. And everyone told you that everyone's like, okay, good, you broke up, he cheated on you, get over it. No, you went back to him.
I did. But, we're 2 months single now. We were together for over a year. Yeah. So, I don't talk to him anymore. Last time I spoke to him, he said, I know where you live. So.
Yeah, no, I remember.
And last I heard, he's working at McDonald's. And he wants to be a vet. Bitch, is he gonna throw a pair of scissors at the dog's head? Like.
He can't hold a job. He's not work motivated at all.
In the time that I was with him, he had 4 different jobs.
And isn't one of his jobs that his mother got him and that was a really good fucking job?
He worked at a stadium.
And he just fucked it up. Like
he was getting paid good too, though. And what he did is he threw a drink at a customer.
Yeah.
Because she didn't look at him properly.
What a fucking idiot.
They just didn't like... Oh, he's cute. Sorry, I saw a guy out the window. Yeah, but, he would find the minor inconveniences at every job he had. I even got him a job with me at one point.
Yep.
And
I remember.
You know what he would do? He would toast the burger buns and just eat them while making a burger. You're not allowed to fucking do that.
No, I remember, you go and he doesn't do your job, and when you two are on schedule together, you would ring me and said, I'm legit doing his job for him.
Legit? Like, since I'm in training to be manager, I know how to do, like, making burgers and doing, like, service.
You're basically doing front counter, drive-through, cooking, books, learning to do books.
Yeah.
So you're basically almost doing everything. Like,
I was even the one that trained him, and I don't even blame myself for the way he turned out at that job. Like, I gave him everything.
He got fired, didn't he? Or, no, he left.
Well, what happened was the night after the party, his stepdad called the store and was like, Cooper's not coming back. I'll cut it out. Anyway, yeah, his stepdad called the store and was like, he's not coming back.
Well, I did know that they were in the talks of firing him anyway.
Yeah, he, like, I had every single shift, I had, like, people would come up to me, oh, Cooper's done this shift.
He's done that.
Like, I would have to keep making excuses for him, or...
He's still learning.
Yeah, shit like that. Like, and every time, it kind of fell back on me.
Yeah.
Because he was my partner, and I was the one that got him the job there. But, he, like, wouldn't do a job at all. He just didn't want it. And, anyway. Yeah, that happened. We ended up breaking up. Rough breakup.
Yep, but after the breakup, we got shit we could do for the future now. Ever since you left, life is actually going back up.
Yeah.
For both of us. This time we are both on the same roller coaster for once.
Oh, God. I remember when I was with Cooper, like...
You legit couldn't do anything.
And I couldn't talk to any of my family without there being a problem.
And if you wanted to do something, Cooper had to come. He had to be there. Oh, you want to come to the movies? He had to be there. I know. Do you just want to have a day out? He has to be there. There's, no matter what you wanted to do, even if it's just a family event, he had to be there.
I know.
And now that yous aren't together, we are doing a lot of shit now.
Yeah, so the first thing... Well, also, thing before we get into the future, I want to say... I've been partying a lot more now because I was never allowed to go to parties before.
Yes.
I've been partying a lot more and I'm
drinking a lot more.
Bitch.
More in the open now.
Yeah, but anyway, the first thing we have planned is in December and it's the day after Chloe's birthday.
Yeah.
We're going to a drag show.
Yay.
With Miss Alyssa Edwards in it. It has...
I really wish it landed on my birthday.
Oh, God, imagine. Then your whole family would have been coming.
No, it would have been cool if it was on my birthday just for the fact I could dress up for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And all that, just wear a sachet and all that shit, God. Birthday.
You can still wear that the day after your birthday.
I could.
Yeah, but we're going to drag show. It has Alyssa Edwards, Karen from Finance, La La Ree. Who else?
Oh, I don't really know. Remember.
La La Ree.
We'll just say
those. Nina West. Yeah, it's gonna be fucking good.
It is, because we've got like really good seats.
Yeah, we're sitting on the balcony.
Yeah, and that's our future every year now. So we've planned to do a thing every year, both of us. We're doing something at the start of the year, something in the middle of the year, and something at the end of the year.
Why don't we talk about what we're doing at the beginning of the year next year?
This year, we're doing the
drag show.
Drag show. So, we're starting this year, but it's going to be the end of this year. next year for the start, we are going to a concert.
We're going
your first concert.
My first concert. We're going
my to my second.
Melanie Martinez.
Yes. It's gonna be so good. Worth spending like $1,000 just to go to a concert.
We wanted to get VIP tickets, but they were sold out.
Yeah.
So sad.
There was nothing we could have done. The moment we couldn't do it because we had to wait for somebody to get paid before we could even get tickets.
Bitch, don't look at me.
I'm not looking at you. You weren't the only person that we were waiting to get paid.
Who were we waiting on?
Your other friend. They didn't get paid that.
I don't remember. But me, you, Destiny, and Danielle are all going.
Yep.
And I will be driving us, unfortunately.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
We still haven't figured out if we're driving in or if we're just going to catch a train.
I reckon we should just drive.
I reckon we should just figure it out.
I have a car. Like.
Yeah, but we don't know if we want to drink or something.
Bitch, I can't drink. Oh, yeah, maybe.
That hasn't stopped you.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what? Before I even go to the concert, I'm having a few drinks before I even go.
What if they breathalyze you at the entrance?
Then, I don't care. At least I'm not over the legal limit.
Oh my god.
They can't refuse entrance and only if you're disturbing the peace.
Bitch, you're going to be disturbing everyone's peace. You always do. No,
it's a concert. They won't do it because people will be screaming, with music and all that shit. I know I will.
Why don't we get on to the big one?
The big one.
So that concert is going to be the beginning of February.
Yes. And then we're doing two things at the start of the year next year.
At the end of February.
So we might not do anything for the middle of the year yet, or we should just leave it.
I reckon we should do something in the middle of the
year. Well, we haven't figured out
in the middle of the year, I turn 18.
Yeah, but we haven't figured out what to do yet. We were talking about going to the snow, but we're thinking of putting that one on hold until the next year after that. Because that one, that you're going to need money. Because after the concert, we are going on a cruise.
We're going on a 2-week-long cruise.
Yeah. And someone's going to get pushed overboard. I won't say who.
Bitch. We're going from Brisbane to New Zealand.
Yep. We're leaving our own country for the first time ever.
It's going to be my first time on a boat, my first time traveling, my first time
getting pushed overboard.
Bitch, I'm going to have to learn how to swim. I'm going to have to take swimming lessons beforehand. Because my fat ass would just sink.
Yeah, you can go see those 5 fucking billionaires. Go steal their wallet. They weren't good looking. Don't steal them.
If they're on a cruise, they might have the money. If I go missing one night, don't go find me. I'm probably in some billionaire's room. Just go to the luxury suites. You'll find me there.
Who says I want to go find you? I probably wouldn't even put your ass missing.
You wouldn't even put it missing?
No!
I just never come back to Brisbane. Stay in New Zealand.
Oh, that's funny. You gotta get caught and sent back and go to prison.
Maybe.
Or hide in somebody's basement for the rest of your life.
I'll just live off the streets.
Oh, yeah.
Thug life, am I right?
Twerking the ass. Oh, my God. $5 for a high five.
I'll be like that little girl off AJ and the Queen. You know? Walk past someone. My hot dog!
You knocked me.
But I'll be like dressing up as a little girl.
No!
I'll be on my like knees like, like walking on my knees.
Do we want to also talk about what happened to us last night?
We've already mentioned that.
No, we didn't. We were... You're in your villain era right now.
Oh, shit. That.
You're in your fucking villain era. We're your psychics.
Yeah.
We did talk about... didn't we have a guest once? And we talked about a friend... That's not a friend no more. Did you do that
on a different podcast?
Yeah, well, this one fucked someone over.
So this one we'll call Kawhi.
Kawhi.
Yeah. But she Kawhi really fucked us over. So
she fucked you over first.
Yeah. So, I was in this friend group, or friend. Trio with two other people. One was Kawhi, and we were friends for like 2 years or something.
Yep. And I didn't even know who they were.
Yeah, but I was friends with them, and then Kawhi started being like, I don't like Brody, I don't want to talk to Brody, I don't like him. And I was like, alright, go fuck yourself. And
then you had a fight with the other one.
Yeah, but before that happened is when I introduced Kawhi and Sarah to each other.
Yeah, this is where I also come in. I knew Kawhi, what, a month before?
Sarah. Yeah, but when this happened, when Kawhi met like Sarah and all that, Kawhi had those hard eyes. She fell in love with Sarah. And that's really when Kawhi was like, I don't like Brady. I don't want to talk to Brady. But also, Sarah's my older sister.
But I also, before the story, like, goes on, there was another fight between the other friend with you two.
Yeah.
And she picked his side.
Which I didn't really care. I was like, okay, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. And then, but you were still kind of friends with her. Then you introduced us.
Yeah. Then I introduced you guys. And,
then your sister.
My sister and Kawhi became best friends. And I got cut off by Kawhi.
Yeah, she was, she was talking to me saying that I'm only friends with Brody because, talking to his sister, basically. That's what she was going on.
Yeah. But at this point, I wasn't really talking to my sister anymore. And I wasn't talking to you.
No, because you had a boyfriend.
Kawhi spoke so much shit about me with him.
Yeah. Look, when she found out he cheated, she... legit gone, why the fuck are you with him still? I kind of agree with her. I really don't know why you were still with him.
Yeah, but at this point I was getting fucking abused by him. So I was like, okay, I know I have to hear this, but I don't want to. Like, she kind of pissed me off in that way. But, last night, so Kawhi used my sister for hundreds of dollars.
We'll say it was roughly around 200.
Yeah. So, like, my sister bought her so much shit.
For her birthday.
They were friends for, what, 3 months?
Not even 3 months. No. I wouldn't even say it was, like, almost 2 months. That she... Like, the thing about it was, she just clicked.
Yeah.
You know when you find somebody you just clicked and you will give them anything that they want because they just clicked and you're like, this feels like a really good friendship.
Yeah, my sister really,
that's
like,
legit
loved her.
What it was.
And you know my sister, she doesn't really let a lot of people in.
Yeah.
Like, she
and
doesn't become friends with many people.
That's the one thing. It just clicked and your sister legit opened her doors straight away, like, because we know that that's not what she would do.
Yeah, she only really talks to her family. my older sister. She doesn't really have many, like, friends. And she really became friends with Kawhi. And
she doesn't make new friends now because she doesn't want to get hurt and all that.
Yeah, and I just kind of stood back.
Because like, it's, like, so rare that she even opened her doors for this person.
Yeah, and at this point, I was kind of left alone.
You were left alone in your room with someone.
Well, this is when we started going through the breakup.
Yeah.
No one really knew about it, but this is when we were really...
You were calling me and saying, you're done. I'm done or not. And I'm like, I will tell you, just fucking leave him. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah, well...
And you're like, yeah, I know that. And then you're still together with him.
We broke up on Mother's Day.
Yes, I remember that.
Because we had the Mother's Day dinner with your mom and my mom. And we weren't
talking.
We weren't talking at that. That's when we started talking again.
Yeah.
Because you sat next to me, right?
Yeah. Me and Brody had a fight.
Did we? Yeah. Yes, we did.
We did.
Because of Droopy.
Yeah, we didn't. I didn't talk. I didn't want to talk to you. Even Sarah wasn't really talking to you.
Yeah, no one really was.
And then we found out you had a breakup, and I was like, I don't want to be a fucking dick while you're going through a breakup. So I was like, I'll put that aside. And then ever since...
Legit, before we went to the up to the Mother's Day dinner is when I called them and I said, we're done.
Yep.
And did you know in the middle of the dinner, me and Sarah had to go outside because I was breaking down?
Yeah.
I was bawling my eyes out.
Yeah, I said, I did come back and go, oh, where's Brody and Sarah? And they're like, oh, they went outside. And I'm like, oh, I know.
Yeah, because he was just spamming me with text messages the entire time.
Yeah.
So I broke down in the middle of the Mother's Day dinner. Oh my God, the Mother's Day dinner when my mum was like, this food isn't done right. You better give me my money back.
When I first saw it, I thought your mum was like one of those carrots that would just go on. Oh
God, my mum was so embarrassing. She wasn't like rude about it, but she's like, can I get a discount or something?
The
like,
thing about it, right, that night it was kids eat free. Wasn't it? Or was it a... buy one kid's meal, get the other kids. Yeah, I think it was that. It was buy one, get one free. But it had to be a kid's meal.
Yeah.
And which is kind of grateful when you have, like, what, 4 fucking kids there that night?
More. We had...
Oh, yeah. Yes. It would have been around 6 kids.
6 kids, yeah.
It was crazy. They just watching your mum order food that night, going, oh, this.
Oh, my God. Oh,
we don't want this. Can we just get this? And then they took...
Those poor waiters, dude.
They took, like, over an hour and a half
to get our food out.
And then when they did, one was not cooked right.
I remember your sister's... She ordered... a meal with the side of something, and all she got was a big bowl of the side.
Yeah, so she wanted, like, she always gets side of, some chips, I can't remember, and they just brought out a whole big bowl.
Sweet potato.
That's it.
Sweet potato fries.
They're like, where's the other one? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Somebody's steak wasn't cooked the way they want it.
Wasn't it your mum's?
No, yes, it was my mum's. So they put it, they took it back. And then my mum was the last person to...
get her food.
Yep.
Bitch, I ate mine and I was eating off the kids' plates too. I was... scraping the bottoms.
Yeah, I was doing the exact same thing. I was eating the chips.
Are you wanting to take the phone call?
Mm-hmm. Right, so I'm going to let you talk.
No, I'll wait till you're back.
No, just talk about like the cruise and all that. It'll be like a 5-second one.
Yeah, so, what were we talking about?
The dinner. How the dinner, they were...
The steak wasn't cooked properly. My mum was like...
Wasn't it even your sister's steak wasn't even cooked?
Yeah.
But no, your sister didn't even have steak. She had a palm meat or something.
I think I had the same as her, didn't I?
Yeah. No, you just had the schnitzel.
Yeah.
Without, like, the ham and cheese and all that shit. She did, and it wasn't even that nice. Nah, that night was not nice.
Yeah, it was wild.
At least we had a good time, but the food was not nice.
Not slay at all.
And then your mum's like, when we were about to pay, your mum goes, okay, dinner was horrible. What you did was...
Me and Sarah just walked out. We were like, we're not being here for this. We're not accomplices in this. Like, and then my mum walked out and she like was like, I got $10.
No, you...
Oh, she got a gift card?
Yeah.
And she gave it to your mum, right?
Yeah, because my mum was the one that had all the problems, like, food not cooked, take it back, and then they took over another 20 minutes to just to chuck on a steak or whatever. It wasn't even a steak, was it? I don't know. There was so much going on that night of how much food was going around.
I don't know, man.
All I remember is I had a steak, and it wasn't cooked the way I wanted, but at least it was cooked a lot more than everyone else's. So I still ate it.
Yeah. Well, we're going on a cruise. Is there anything else?
No, I don't know. You still like nothing on thing. Apparently I'm a mystery case.
Yeah, you went to hospital.
Woohoo me. And this is like twice a doctor for two different things have called me a mystery case.
They don't know what the fuck's wrong with you. They just know you're a psychopath.
Probably. All I know is my toe, mystery.
Mystery.
Mystery. At that fucking point, just cut it off.
At this point, you just have rabies.
Probably fucking do at this point.
Gonna be the only person ever that survived it.
No, but I just think it's funny and weird that two different doctors legit called me, you're a mystery. It's my fucking life mission.
Oh, bitch.
Because I really feel like that. Like, how can two different doctors over, what, 5 years apart called you a mystery case?
Yeah.
Like, no doctors tell you that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, can we end the episode there?
Of me being a mystery?
Yeah. Well, come back for more. Hopefully, we'll
try and upload. It's just hard when you're working and all that.
Yeah.
And it's also hard to record when we sometimes have family and all that around and you're just here fucking yelling.
Stop fucking yelling!
People going, yell for you, be like, your mum yelling at the kids. Mine are more yelling if they see a spider.
Which did happen recently, right?
Yeah, recently. I don't know if they knew about the spider in my room. I shit my fucking self. It's sad. Oh, it was bad. I was playing Xbox. I was playing Overwatch. I don't know why I had my light on that night, but I did. Something in the corner of my eye moved. I looked at it. I screamed like a fucking bitch, threw my headset off. Whoever was in the party were pissing themselves laughing.
Was it me?
No.
No.
No. And I fucking bolted out of my room. My mum runs in. She's like, what's going on? And I'm like, there's a fucking huntsman. She's like, where? I'm like, I don't know. It went behind my computer screen.
Is that when you slept out the lounge room for a good, like, week?
Oh, I slept at the lounge room for 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to go back to my room.
Mm.
Even if it was dead, I saw the fucking dead body and all that shit, but I still refused to go in my room. And ever since that night, every time I play Xbox or whatever, I have to have a light on. I can't do it without a light no more. That light has to stay on 24/7 when I play Xbox.
Yeah.
Shit. You gotta get her hyped up.
Yeah, Chloe's dog is here.
Look how much gray she's got around her mouth now.
She's becoming an old lady.
Yep.
She's gonna be a grandmother soon.
She is already.
Is she?
1 year, when she had her litter, 1 year, the dog that I called Fatty.
That dog?
Yeah. So Fatty, when I called, because he was the... that dog...
Go to bed.
That dog was the fattest out of the litter, so we called it Fatty. And who took the dog, kept the name.
Kept the name Fatty.
Kept the name Fatty. Which is amazing, because I have other stories of him, like, going to the dog park and going, come here, Fatty, and people just giving him a look, thinking that calling them Fatty.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. And so, Fatty, 1 year, on its first ever birthday, he became a father the next day.
Shit. So Willow is a grandmother?
Yeah, Willow was a grandmother in a year.
Wow. And
I can't remember how many pups he had. I think he had 5.
Willow, you've given your slutness to your babies.
And maybe she could be a great grandmother. You don't know if the other ones had...
She could be, actually.
Well, she could be a great.
She... Oh my.
It's been, what, how many years now since?
Like 3.
Well, it could be even longer. I have it on the thing when... Let's see.
If it's like 3+ years, she's definitely a great-great-grandmother.
Oh, there's pictures of my cruise that I went on. Let's see. A lot of my niece... and another good thing is, I say another good thing, I recently have a nephew.
Woo!
So now I have a nephew and a niece.
I have 2 nieces and 1 nephew.
I have 2 nieces and 1 nephew too. And they're all little shit, that's what I say.
I do have 3 nieces, but we don't talk about the third one.
We don't talk about Bruno, right?
We don't talk about Bruno.
Oh my gosh, there's like some really good... I need to look at more of these. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, there's that time cops were raided when we were in the Gold Coast.
I remember that.
I have videos still of that.
Yeah.
I have videos of me being drunk playing... Go Fish and Smap.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's a good time. If you ever want to play a game, play Smap. You will get your hand broken, but it is worth it.
Yeah.
It is totally worth it. Okay, here it is. I have pictures.
What's the year?
The year. You want to know the year?
2019, I'm guessing.
2019? No.
Earlier?
2017.
Oh, she's a great, 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 great grandmother by now.
And there's... Oh, I remember Chocolate. I love Chocolate. Chocolate and Fatty were my favourite.
Oh, yeah. The dogs.
Yes. We called one Chocolate because it was the only brown one. So we called it Chocolate. And the funniest thing is, when we got rid of Chocolate, whoever got Chocolate, they were actually dark skinned. And they came up and they said, so what did did you just give it a name? And my mum was embarrassed to say because these are dark people. They're like, my mum's like, oh, the kids gave, called it chocolate. And they just gave my mum like a dirty look.
Oof.
There was a black one. And the black one, we called that one...
Go to bed.
Jordan.
Mm.
I remember calling that one Jordan. Actually, mm-hmm. I didn't call it. My brother called him Jordan because that one was legit black. And because my brother's friend is black, we just called it after him. I remember Tiger.
Mm.
Tiger was pretty good. Tiger likes to bite toes.
Yeah. Alright, so should we end the podcast? We've ranted for 11 minutes longer than we should have.
Yeah, well, can't help it.
Alright, well, thank you all for listening. Hope there's some people still out there still listening.
Oh. You gotta get upset.
Anyways, hope you all have a lovely day, night, evening, whatever it is, and bye-bye.